There are so many things in life that we find beauty in. For me, it's days like these where I'm sitting contently and I'm looking out of the window and I'm watching these trees that have only mere branches on them that are empty. Why? Because all the leaves have fallen from the tree branches and now we are entering into a new season, which we like to call winter. But how about the beauty of transparency? I've often wondered, why are we so afraid of being seen for who we truly are? People shy away from transparency. And I don't know if it's because it creates exposure or makes people feel uncomfortable about who they really are, or not being able to walk around with a veil or a mask on covering up who you truly are. There could be a number of reasons why people do not seek out or find the beauty in transparency. To me, transparency is a beautiful thing, but only when it's used as an impactful or a positive manner. You know, so if it's not being used to uplift or encourage or to be able to help someone else, then it's not so beautiful then. But you see, when you allow for your thoughts and your feelings and your motives to be perceived in a way that light is able to pass through them, and then when that light passes through, it magnifies the real you in a way that's really easily seen. So you're exposed, you're open, you're vulnerable. That is the transparency I'm talking about. You know, transparency has been considered to be both a negative and a positive. And people view it in both a negative and a positive light. Oh my gosh, what happens if someone actually gets access to my story and they learn who I truly am? I can no longer cover myself up. For instance, some may say to be transparent means to be obvious to everyone, having everyone know all there is to know about you, even when you prefer for them not to. So there are some people that have tapped into the beauty of transparency and they just have no idea that that's the means in the way in which they're operating. You know, I like to think of transparency as being open, as being honest, and also most importantly, being authentic to yourself. You know, being willing to invite trust from others while revealing that you have nothing to hide. To me, this adds credibility to your character. Being transparent, it means to be vulnerable or open to verbal and mental and sometimes emotional attacks from others. You know, so even though I said that there's so much beauty in transparency, there's also that other side of being transparent and being open and vulnerable. So you may run the risk that others don't agree with what your point of view is or your perspective is on a subject, but you still yet maintain your stance because you know that you are being authentic to yourself. See, you have to be important enough to accept you for you. You have to run the risk of knowing that even if I present myself as my authentic self and I'm not received well by everyone else, it's still okay for me to continue in the path that I'm on because I'm being true to me. You know, living a life where you pretend to be what everyone else wants you to be, or even a mere mirage of what you want others to perceive you to be, is just a terrible way to live. We have to practice being true and transparent. There is real true beauty lying within this realization of being transparent to self and being transparent to others. This has oftentimes caused me to wonder if people really know who I am. Do they really know me? And you might even wonder if others really know you. And if they did know the real you, would they accept you for you? You see, this is the beauty of transparency. You give not only you, but others an opportunity to tell you what they see. So when you let that light pass through and you open yourself up to be vulnerable, then others are susceptible to tell you what they see when they see you as your transparent and vulnerable self. You know, do they see confidence? Do they see wisdom? Do they see a uniqueness? Do they see a person that's making the difference? Do they see something that's positive, or is it shining forth something negative? You know, what is your transparency producing? And sometimes when you open yourself up to that type of vulnerability, a lot of times people can be harsh and sometimes even cruel with their feedback. But in the same time, if you take that criticism and you take it in and reflect on it, whether negative or positive, I'm almost certain that you can always pull out something that will make you feel as if though I'm adding to a situation or subject. I'm adding to the world and making it a more beautiful place. So that's really the beauty in transparency. Being transparent is okay. It's not the worst thing to be open to share your story, to share where you come from and what makes you uniquely you. So today I just like to put out there that there's beauty in transparency. There's a freedom that no one else can take from you. You are liberated and literally set free when you allow for yourself to be unveiled and in a place where you're not ashamed of who you really are. And in that, you're being authentic to yourself. So I challenge you this day, find the beauty in your transparency. Find what sets you apart and find what magnifies that light on the inside and unveil it for the world to see. Yeah, unveil it for the world to see, because there's beauty in transparency. Thank you all for listening today. You have heard once again another episode of Authentically Arletta. And if you'd like to contact me or get to know me personally, you can contact me at authenticallyarletta.com. Once again, have a wonderful and blessed day.